sitting there and I read that and I studied that and I said, I don't understand that. And I'd get up and I'd go in the room and I'd get down on my knees and I'd say, Lord, I'm confused. I just don't understand what, amen, is being said here. Then I'd sit back down and open the Word of God and start studying again and get even more confused. Then I'd go pray a little bit more and I'd say, Lord, I don't understand what you're trying to say here. And I was so tired, I just wanted to cry. My body was shaking with fatigue, but there is something stirring deep down inside. I had to find out what was going on. I sat back down to study, and all of a sudden, it was like a light went on. And I went backwards in the chair. Amen. And she had that Ark of the Covenant in the living room. And I just danced around that thing. Hallelujah. Hayabosataya. That's powerful. When I saw, amen, what pain was really all about. Hallelujah. Rabashaya. Rabakasandaya. Amen. That the darkness is not, amen, has not come to destroy you. It's the bridegroom turning out the light to give you some seeds. Hallelujah. Now that's powerful. And we reject it. We push him away. That's the way he operates. That's God. And if we, I told you, had it our way, I mean, we'd want pleasure all the time. And we'd never get, amen, the new life, the new birth, hallelujah, rabahaya, that only comes in darkness. Woo. And when you go through, amen, Baba Hoshaya, those experiences, you are so glad that you did because you have some children, beautiful children to look at. It's powerful. Blessings untold that you would have gotten no other way except in darkness. Hallelujah. So you cross that bridge and you deposit those seeds into the womb of darkness. Amen. Haya Bohushandaya, that Rababahaya, Rababakasaya, that your earth, amen, may be able to bring forth fruit unto God. And Christians that reject pain, Rabahaya, and you know, a lot of them do a psychological trick. They'll find a church with a positive thinking preacher. Huh? And they think they're really getting somewhere. Huh? Well, they got it all turned around. They just need to understand the Word. Thank you, wonderful Jesus. In verse 3, and then God said, let there be light, and there was light. Then God put the light in the darkness. Hallelujah. He surrounded, amen, the light in darkness there. Hallelujah. Then in verse 4, amen, the Bible says that he separated it. Hallelujah. Now go to Exodus chapter 10 real quick. What time is it getting to be? Oh, you know, I never finish sermons, do I? We'll go to Exodus chapter 10 real quick. No, don't do it. Amen. Hallelujah. What are you feeling? What are y'all feeling out there? Are you sure? Well, all right. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Go to Exodus 10. Thank you, Lord. Praise God. We're going to see these darknesses coming together, both these darknesses meeting together here. And God was good to the children of Egypt. Egypt. He was good to them. Amen. Even to the children of Egypt. They saw it as plagues. Now, God is no respecter of person. Now, Jimmy, amen. Hallelujah. He got his life changed the other night. He came back there with a revelation. And didn't realize how powerful that revelation was. Hallelujah. I got to studying a little bit more. Amen. I saw, amen, this guy saw something in the Word of God. Amen. And if God be no respecter of persons, and we believe that, then he loved the children of Egypt as well as the children of Israel. And sending those plagues were not just to punish the children of Egypt, but it was to open their eyes, to give them seeds. Hallelujah. Rabbi Kashanda, to bring them also into a relationship. Now that's powerful, isn't it, Brother Jimmy? He was talking about Pharaoh and all those plagues coming down on Pharaoh. Amen. Ramahaya. And God was only, Ramahaya, bringing this double portion of darkness upon Pharaoh to open his eyes to new light, to see that there's only one God. Hallelujah. To bring him to the light. But he hardened his heart and repented not. This is why people go away, because they don't understand the darkness. They don't understand the pain that comes and settles down on you after a while. What God is really doing. And they miss what God had for them. Those seeds, amen, Rabaka Raboko Shandaya, amen, will never, ever, when you reject the pain and leave the program, when you leave this great will of God's operation, and when you're following the Ark of the Covenant as you are, and you stay in the perfect will of God, and you pay your 10%, and you give God Jericho, amen, then God will take you on this wheel, and he will turn this great big wheel in your life, and he'll take you down into darkness and thick darkness, hallelujah, to bring forth, amen, Ramahaya, everything that he's promised you in your life and more. But when people reject this program of God's will of operation and reject these principles and the governmental rule of the Lord Jesus Christ in their life, and they just run, then they will never know what God had for them. Those seeds will never, amen, ever take root downward to bring forth the fruit unto God in their life. True? So hang on. Hang on. Just keep on hanging on. Hallelujah. Rabakashaya. Thank you, Lord. Just hang on. Thank you, Lord. Exodus 10. Y'all understanding me? Are you a little confused? Amen. Just ask the Lord to help you. I was confused last night a little bit until all of a sudden, amen, Rabahaya, he got out of me what he wanted out of me. Then he opened my eyes. Hallelujah. Rabahaya, I had to give him some more surrender. Amen. When I did, amen, the Lord opened my eyes. And boy, did I do some shouting. My neck still hurts. Exodus 10, verse 21. And the Lord said unto Moses, amen, stretch out thine hand toward heaven, that there may be darkness, oh ho, over the land of Egypt. Wow. That's that first class of darkness. That was the male darkness. Now this is all found in your Hebrew. Hallelujah. Rabahaya. You have Hebrew words, amen, that bring forth, amen, this meaning of a male darkness. The darkness and, amen, the connotation in the Hebrew, the darkness that carries the seeds. And this first class of darkness that God put upon the children of Egypt had tremendous seeds for a new creation. Seeds of light hidden in darkness. It's powerful. Hidden in darkness. Seeds of light hidden in darkness. Stature light, sun, moon, and starlight. All there hidden in this darkness. Amen, this male darkness. Powerful. 21, Lord said unto Moses, stretch out thine hand toward heaven, that there may be darkness over the land of Egypt. Even darkness which may, or what? Which, where am I at? Which may be felt. Darkness that they could feel, that they might repent. Now that's powerful. Amen. Darkness that they could feel that they might repent. Hallelujah. Oh, Rabbahaya. And Moses stretched forth his hand toward heaven. And you wonder where that darkness comes from? Lift up the name. You lift up the name. You say, Brother Jadine, I've been lifting up the name and all hell's broke loose. You know, you've been teaching about lifting up the name, and so I've been lifting up the name of Jesus, and all of a sudden, man, I've got all this pain coming at me. Amen. What was amen on the rod? The name was on the rod. The name of the high priest, amen, and our high priest is Jesus. And when we lift up the high priest, we lift up his name, we're lifting up a rod that brings darkness, that carries seeds. Hallelujah. Shabalabahaya. It's powerful. It's powerful. It's pitiful to see some people in the crucified way that go on for a long time and never learn this. They're the most miserable creatures I've ever seen. That's the truth. You got different classes of people in Christ's gospel churches and the bride and all over the world and other churches that are called to be in the bride, whatever. And if you don't yield to this in your process of growing up, you're going to be one miserable person. You'll be one big Pharaoh. Huh? You see these Pharaohs walking out of Christ gospel churches. Hardened. Face like flint the wrong way. Huh? Not towards Jerusalem, but mad. Huh? And bitter and hardened like a rock. Now see, that's what can happen. Two classes of clay. One, amen, melts under the sun, and one gets hardened under the sun. I want to be the type of clay, amen, that softens and becomes pliable so that the Lord can mold me into his image. Hallelujah! When the sun, amen, shines his face upon thee, and the Lord maketh his face of pain. Now the Bible says the back speaks of God's pleasure, but his, amen, face speaks of his pain. And when we pray, Lord, make your face to shine upon me, then you're asking for darkness with seeds, not just pain for no reason. You know, darkness alone, evil alone, misery alone can grow people up in the world. It takes the shallowness out of them, but they don't have any revelations of God. They don't know about God. They don't have any spiritual stature, but they're more mature in their mind. That's the power of pain alone. But when you're going on for God, he's got seeds for you there. Hallelujah. And when you hold on to these seeds and protect that darkness, amen, hallelujah, from murmuring and complaining, hallelujah, and rejection, amen, of God's darkness, it destroys those seeds. You abort those seeds. And you lose what God had for you. But we do this for a little while. I mean, and boy, look at the mercy of God. Look at the mercy of God. Until we start growing up. Amen. Then we start cooperating. Then we start keeping our attitude right when God brings the pain. And it's always something, amen, we just really don't want. He knows exactly, amen, what makes us suffer. That's right. It's written down. And his broken, amen, headship. Hallelujah. Powerful, saints. Powerful, powerful, powerful. Whew. Okay, where am I at? Verse 22. Oh, thank you, lovely Lord. And Moses stretched forth his hand toward heaven, and there was a thick darkness. There's the female darkness. In all the land of Egypt, 3 days. Hallelujah. Rabababalamasandaya. Thank you, wonderful Jesus. Now something's ready to be brought forth to birth. Amen. You have the male darkness in Exodus 10, verse 21. You have that male darkness. Hababahushataya. Amen. Ramashandaya. And then the thick darkness, amen, is the female darkness. Hallelujah. Where, amen, you make the deposit of the seeds. Amen, Ramahaya, that you got out of the first class of darkness. Do you see what I'm talking about? You will as time goes on. That's powerful. But see, the devil don't want you crossing this bridge. Huh? He don't want you, amen, to understand what's going on here. And when this class of darkness, the male darkness comes on you, amen, the pain comes on you, that's full of seeds, he tries to get you to abort those seeds, amen, by complaining, murmuring, and rejecting so that you won't come over here and make this deposit when it gets worse. You see what I'm saying? It always gets, amen, darker before the light. He puts that pain on you, and he gets you, amen. If he can, he'll torment you and accuse you until finally he says, oh, it's not worth it. And you never can let it get really worse to deposit those seeds. You can't get the full dose of God's darkness that he wants to put on you so that in the midst of that, you can deposit those seeds. Amen. You get quiet before the Lord. Amen. When you seem like you can't handle it anymore, you get quiet before the Lord and you lift up the name. Hallelujah. Rabba Bahaya. And you put your trust in the Lord. And in doing that, you are depositing those seeds. And then after you deposit those seeds, amen, you just hang on. That's all. And you're in this place of nothingness. But you know what? New birth, new life, new light, new creation will inevitably, just like Jesus came up after 3 days and three nights in Habbahaya, like a seed planted Rababahaya Ramahushaya in the earth, amen, after it was all over, nothing, amen, could keep him down. And when you hold on and God is through and you've planted those seeds, nothing can keep you from, amen, coming up into a greater light.